We have been in a series looking at the Psalms, which I call Songs for Every Season, because they speak to the human condition, to the feelings, the emotions, the experiences that we have. And we sure are feeling a lot of them right now, right? We've talked about grief, about impatience, about fear. Today, we're going to look at struggle. And I've been struggling. I don't know about you. It was one thing when all this started, kind of took it on bravely, and it was different, but a kind of adventure. But here, 7 weeks later, still at home, it's becoming wearying. And there's things that I struggle with. There are things I'm sure you struggle with, that longing to see people, just to get out, to be back to normal routines. There are struggles that many face around financial security, jobs, health. So I invite you today, as we look at Psalm 33, to dig into God's Word and what it has to offer us. Why Psalm 33? If you start reading it, it just sounds kind of happy. It starts out with, sing for joy. Why would I look there for struggle? But as you read on through, if you look at that last section, it names things like death and famine and how God is our help and our hope in the midst of that dire struggle. So it is, in fact, the pattern laid out for us in the psalm that I want to look at with you today. And it's very much the same pattern that we follow when we gather to worship. And I think it will be a resource both to you and to me as we look together. So it's in four sections. That's the way we broke it up in the service today, with the call to worship and three scripture readings. We're going to start with verses 1 through 3. What we see there is this call to worship. That's why we used it that way. Words like sing and praise and thanks and play instruments, right? We don't always feel it. I don't always feel it. But like love, which we don't always feel, we can choose it. We can choose to offer it. We can choose to enter into it. So we can with worship. And this is an invitation from the psalmist, from God's word, to enter into worship, to choose it this day, to sing and praise and thanks, give thanks to the Lord. I said our worship service follows this pattern, and it too runs the gamut. We enter into God's presence most often with praise, but then over the course of a service, we will hear God's word. We will often be convicted by it and confess sin or struggle or fears. We offer ourselves, we pray and pour out both our thanks and our needs and our requests, all the same things we'll do today in the online service. In most weeks, as I remember it, I begin the services by saying, we believe God is here. And that's true online as well as in person. We believe, I believe God is here with us, that God meets us as we worship together in spirit and in truth. And God doesn't meet us just to abandon us, but God meets us to offer that help and hope. And that's what we long for, what we pray for today. In the second section of the psalm, which runs from verses 4 to 11, it enters into a description of who God is and what God has done. And just this whole litany describing all that. God's word is upright. God's work is faithful. God loves righteousness and justice. Thank God that he does. Creation itself, the earth, the heavens, the waters, they are witnesses to God's power and glory and goodness. And isn't that good news as we're seeking some help and seeking some hope that God is good, God is powerful, God is wise, God is just. Turning from that section, who is God, to a third section in verses 12 through 17, the psalmist takes up the natural next question of where do we look for help? Having named God as good and powerful and wise and just, the psalmist says, blessed are those people and nations who look to that God as Lord. We don't look, says the psalmist, to rulers and armies, to national resources. Right? And I feel the pull of that, just as I'm sure you do, to put our hope and our trust in political parties, our leaders, into financial help and bailouts, into quick solutions or easy explanations of what's going on. We still want help and want answers, that we rush to those things. But I'll give you the same challenge I did last week. Let us pour over God's Word, study and meditate on God's Word for help and for hope and for answers to those big needs and big questions, rather than spending so much time on the internet and watching the news and reading the news. It is important to keep up with what's going on, but for help and for hope, let's turn to the Lord. That's where blessing is, says Psalm 33. Finally, in a fourth section, verses 18 through 22, the psalmist describes help for the struggler. Right? God's eye is upon us. God is attentive. God delivers. God preserves. God is named as help and shield. Do you need that? I need that. And the psalmist says that as we trust and hope, right, we experience God's deliverance and help and protection. It sounds like those things are conditional on our trust and our hope, but that's not it. God's help, God's salvation, God's justice, God's love, God's power, God's goodness, they're always there. What our trust and our hope does is open our eyes to see it and our hearts to experience it. And that's what worship does. Worship cultivates our trust and our hope. We may not feel it going in, but the psalmist says, enter in, right? Enter into worship. And as we engage in praise and prayer, in songs, in confession, in trusting God's word, our eyes will be open to see what is already there: God's love for us, God's power to help us, God's justice and righteousness, and God's interest to shield us and help us and deliver us. Are you weary? Are you struggling? I know I am. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls." Isn't that good news? Rest for your souls. Help in struggle. Hope in struggle. So come, all who hear. This is help and hope we need. Amen.